Okay, everyone, we are on our last podcast that we recorded at the Collision Bend Brewing Company in Cleveland, Ohio, during the after party, the Rigid after party at the PHCC Connect show a few weeks back. This is the last podcast. We saved the best for last with Marianne Bocott, and she is the Lady Plumber on Instagram. We also have an announcement to make that our winner for the Rigid 100-year anniversary wrench, the 100-year anniversary edition wrench, the pipe wrench, will go to, drumroll, it's Matt Waxer, the HVAC doctor on Instagram. The _HVAC_doctor. Matt Waxer, congratulations. You are the proud winner of the 100-year anniversary Rigid wrench. We will be sending that to you. And thanks for participating. The answer to the trivia question to win the wrench was the tour guide I had at the Rigid facility when I took the tour. His name was Ronan, and Max got that right. So thank you so much, and we'll be sending the wrench out to you shortly. But as I mentioned, we're going to have our last podcast from the Rigid after party at the Collision Bend Brewing Company with Marianne Bocott. Here it is. Hope you enjoy it. All right, Tim, we're at the Rigid...
Same place we've been for the last four beers.
Collision Bend Brewing Company.
Are you guys going to be able to talk?
That's a good question.
Well, we don't do it well when we're sober, so why should this stop us at all?
True.
So, we saved the best for last.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You just recently did a contractor story on it.
We did.
Yeah.
Marianne Bocott. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
What up? Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I'm like six beers deep, so you gotta give me some credit. The Lady Plumber.
Yeah.
Yep.
On IG. Mm-hmm. Are you on any other?
I'm on TikTok as well.
Or Lady
sort
Plumber.
Of. Yeah.
Okay. How's that going?
It's fine, I guess. Yeah. I find TikTok's a little vicious, but.
Vicious?
Kinda.
Like comments or something?
Yeah. You know, I guess, like, I don't get bothered by that stuff. Yeah. I don't really care.
I don't really understand TikTok, but so.
No, I find
we
that
we have it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just keeps growing, too. We're, like, over 350,000 followers on TikTok.
Really?
It's crazy. And then I did a plumbing perspective, and there's, like, 1,000. I'm like, who are these people? I don't even post on there, and there are people following.
Yeah, I just, like, you know, I'll post on Instagram, and then I'll just basically copy and paste and put it on TikTok.
By the way, we haven't done this all night. And I've been waiting to do this.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, cheers.
I should actually cheers with my alcoholic beverage. Not my water.
So we understood this morning when I talked to Ty that you do drink alcoholic beverages.
I do, yes. Yes, I can once in a while. Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen very often.
No, but we saw pictures. You had a great time. Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Yeah.
What do you think of Cleveland?
I like it. I mean, it's my second time here now.
Yeah.
Or is it my third? I can never...
What came here for the experience, so that was your first
Like a small town, like Indianapolis has wet. What do you... Is it the same? I mean, what do you...
Yeah, like, I feel like it's all kind of the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where is Indianapolis from here?
West?
About four hours.
West. Oh, okay. Southwest?
So Southwest.
Similar. Yeah. So I've been to Cleveland twice now.
Yeah.
And honestly, I haven't really seen much because it's like... You know, I go to the trade show, and then I go to Rigid, and that's pretty much it.
You
go wherever they take
you're
you.
You're in front of the Cleveland sign. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just go where everyone else is.
Okay, so you're at the Rigid event. You're on the Rigid experience. I don't know if I should. Are you an Odie ambassador?
No, I'm not.
You're not, okay. No. But you went to the Odie...
Plant
tour today.
I did.
And the bus broke down.
Yes, the bus did break down. It was.
And the nine people on the tour picked the bus up and brought it back.
Yeah, we were dangerously close to the freeway as well.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of room for a bus.
Another bus came and picked you up?
Yeah, yeah, they sent another bus.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
man.
Really what I wanted to do this afternoon. For sure.
So we've asked all the people we've talked to, except Becky. We talked to her about a lot of things. But what does that logo, Rigid, mean to you?
Ooh. I don't know. I mean, it's just been such a staple for my entire plumbing career that it's, I guess to me, it's like, I feel like it comes down to, like, the roots of plumbing, you mm-hmm. know? It's just been around for so long now. I mean, it's their 100th year anniversary this year.
Yeah.
It's been around for so long that it's, you know, they live, eat, and breathe plumbing,
yeah.
you know? And they always have. And it's, yeah, it's just such a staple, like their pipe wrenches, you know?
I was saying this. Better. I went on the tour today, and there was a guy at Richard. He worked there 30 years.
Yeah.
So I think it's almost like a third in my head.
Yeah.
Right?
Nearly.
So how long have you been using Rigid stuff?
Well, I have been using Rigid when I first started plumbing. They were my first pipe wrenches. I think I still have the same pipe wrenches. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's another question we asked Becky. Like, you have the same wrench. How do they still
sell?
Yeah.
I wonder that. Well, I've lost a few, so I've lost some of my smaller ones.
You lose them.
Yeah, I've never lost my bigger ones.
Whatever.
But
yeah.
my bigger ones, I got them at garage sales because, you know, I was just a broke apprentice, so I was trying to accumulate as many hand tools as possible. And I think
Used one is as good as a new one.
It is. It really is. Like, I bought my 24 and then my two 18s.
Didn't mean that.
All at garage sales, and they're fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, they work just as good as my brand new ones do.
John, they send me one every now and then, and I've got a couple at home. I'm like, I have one that I use and two that just sit there, and they'll probably go to maybe a garage sale or something, or some apprentice that I may know across the way. But
You got the 100 year anniversary.
Funny you ask. Customs keeps on taking my stuff.
Oh, dang.
I've had quite a few packages never
disappear.
Arrive. Yeah. Yeah. And I think they tried
There's
to sell
a customs
it
Customs agent with
Send
some really nice swag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've actually taken a couple tools. Campus Plumber, he sent me this axe type, like old tool. Yeah.
That would
and
make sense.
They took it out of the package. They sent me
Is Trudeau still the prime minister?
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a talk with him, too.
Yeah. I want to know where's my wrench.
Where's my damn wrench?
Yeah. So I actually got them to send it to the last one, anyways.
Yeah.
Got them to send it to some friends that live in Washington. So it's there now.
And
I'm
going to pick it up when you drive
back. On my way home. Yeah.
Because you're leaving here to go back to California.
Yes.
And then drive back up.
Yeah, at some point.
At some point.
Yeah. No real ETA quite yet.
How can you take that kind of time off?
I just peace out.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I love traveling, and, you know, I've done that trip. I think that's like the 7th or 8th time that we've done that road trip, except for during COVID. We go annually.
Yeah. Now, this is going to be a pretty broad statement. I don't mean it to sound that way, but some of the coolest female people in the industry are in Canada.
Yeah, well, you know,
between
we are
Leslie
a little,
and Danielle,
we're a little rough up there, for sure.
You know, Twig and Leslie and you. It's like some of our, you know, the females that we follow and hang out with and talk to a lot.
Yeah.
It's like they're always in Canada.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we talked about this today. It's like, I think like maybe an hour before I do an IG live every Thursday night, and I'm like, man, can you jump on? Like, and you're like today? Like, in like an hour. And so we had Leslie and Alan on at that time. And it just talks about the power of social media.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. Like, how is that, you know, you're an influencer. I mean, talk about how that brings people together, connects people. You share stories and job site stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. Like, I was kind of late to the social media train. I kind of got muscled into it, actually, by some lovely, dear women in business ladies that I know who were already on Instagram. They're like, why don't you have an Instagram account and blah, blah, blah. So I decided to start one, and this was a few years ago now. But I was, like, super late. I didn't even go on Instagram at all. And, yeah, I just kind of opened an account, and it was pretty slow to start. But eventually, I guess, not that I have, like, some outstanding number of followers or whatever. It's pretty low, really.
No, but connecting with these, like, you.
Yeah, well,
like
that's
Leslie
the thing.
Like, and Alan, like, you're wet and...
Yeah, meeting all these people that, you know, I do follow on Instagram has been pretty cool, you know, and all the things that you learn, like, it's kind of humbling, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, Instagram can make you feel pretty stupid even. But I've learned so much from people, and, you know, the people that I have followed for a long time, and then actually getting to meet them in person, even you guys, you know, and it's really cool just... Yeah, the whole, like, connection, which is something that TikTok lacks.
Yeah.
You know, with Instagram, it's very much community-based, I feel like. And, you know, I've met people tonight that I have followed for a bunch of years. And it's like I have known them for a bunch of years.
Yeah.
Because I have, really. You know, and it's the doors that it's opened for me, I would have never thought possible. Well,
John joked about this before we jumped on the podcast. At some point, I will talk to my wife later tonight, and she'll ask me what I did, and I'll tell her that we did podcasts, and she knew I was doing that, but I'll tell her who we talked to, and she goes, oh, the one on your laptop, the sticker on your laptop, that's her, she was on
that's
a podcast.
Me. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think it definitely has its pros and cons, for sure. There's the negative side as well. It is time-consuming. You know, but I think the good outweighs the not so good. And yeah, just the connections that we've
all made.
There's
a few asshats out there. There's a few asshats out there. And you just, you know, you stop following them.
Well, that's the thing.
So you were gracious enough to do a contractor spotlight. It's on Mechanical Hub. You can find it. You can search the Lady Plumber or Marianne. I'm seven beers deep into this podcast, too.
Yeah, you are.
So tell me. We talked about your tattoos. Did you tell me that you have a tattoo? It was like a goblin. Or something.
It's buried underneath two tattoos now.
Tell me about that.
Yeah,
I just love
so,
that.
You know, you think you're so smart when you're 16. I can assure you that you are not. You know, I thought I had it all figured out. I had my own place. Like, I moved out when I was 15.
Yeah.
So I had my own place. Yeah.
15.
Yeah. You know, I had bills. Like, I tried to go back to high school, and I was like, man, that was a joke.
But I can't afford to go back to high school.
Well, that was one thing, but you're just, like, on a totally different level.
Oh, yeah.
But that, so I thought I was so wise to get my first tattoo and super badass, you know, like, this is going to be so cool getting it done.
And you said it was, like, sketchy places.
Yeah, in a hotel room.
Oh,
dang. Cracker. Yeah, good one. Yeah. I did get tested for,
soon after.
So what was it? It was like a...
Yeah, so I have this, I had at the time, it was one of my favorite illustrators, and honestly, I can't even remember what his name is, but he, I had like a fairy thing.
Oh, that's
you know,
right.
I like fairies. Yeah. So there was this one illustration, one of his paintings was The Fairy of Despair, and it's beautiful, 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 and I guess this guy just like free-handed it. And
so it,
was
looked nothing like it.
No, like at all.
It was
bad.
Seriously the fairy of despair.
It was like the gremlin of despair.
Gremlin, not goblin. It was a gremlin.
Yeah. And its foot was like turned inwards a bit, and it looked like it was like trying to, you know, bang itself with its foot. It was not. It was just not very good at all.
That's the description you said.
Yeah. But I ended up getting a cover up. Which I also didn't like.
So you got a second.
So I got 12 or 13 laser treatments to lighten it. Because it's big. It's like, it's got to be 10 inches.
You said it's on your back?
Yeah. Okay. And so I got 12 or 13 laser treatments. Which, by the way, is the worst pain ever. Luckily, it doesn't take long, yeah. but still, it is excruciating.
I know somebody that had a face tattoo lasered off, and I can't imagine what that felt like.
No, that would be dreadful for sure. But now I like the tattoo that's there.
But how many tattoos do you have?
I have no idea.
Do you have a favorite? Or just all the same? Like
no, there's some that I got when I was younger that I couldn't really care for at this point. You know, like I'm getting some removed. Or lightened so I could get them covered up. I probably won't get rid of them entirely because it takes a long time and it's really painful. But, yeah, I'll just lighten them up until I can get them covered up again.
So you're taking some time off.
Yeah.
You're going to be heading back up north eventually.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on this winter? I mean, what do you got lined up this winter, early next year? I mean, any big projects or just a lot of service work or?
Yeah, I mean, it's busy. It's very busy. Like summertime's really busy, which is why we take off in the fall and the kids are back in school. So, you know, it's a lot mellower in California at that time. You know, because I'm also a roofer.
Yep.
So summertime is plumbing and roofing, generally on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So it's just madness in the summertime. It's crazy. It's busy. It's trying to fit in as many roofs as possible before the weather turns because, you know, the Pacific Northwest is a lot of rain. So there's kind of, you know, you have your window, especially when you're trying to schedule jobs. Like if I was doing roofing full time, it would be fine because you can work around the weather.
Yep.
But when you're plumbing full time and you're doing roofs on weekends, you really only have a small window, you know? So when I go back, whenever that date is, within the next couple weeks anyways, it's going to be just like full-fledged work again because we're in heating season, you know, and people have been waiting for their gas appliances to be repaired. And
now, will you be attending WET this year?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping to do WET and AHR would be nice.
AHR's in Chicago?
Yeah, a couple hours away or whatnot. But
so you do plumbing. Do you do hydronics? Do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then how, I mean, I know you do roofing. Mm-hmm. How did you get into that? Was it just kind of like a security?
The roofing or like the plumbing?
No, the roofing.
The roofing. So I went on a date with this guy. I actually met him at a bus stop because I gave him directions when he was driving in his Escalade. I am not a tire biter, but maybe I was on that day because he offered a ride.
Wait a minute. I just
there's a lot of questions I have here. Yeah. Going back to the hotel tattoo, but gosh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, he was asking for directions, and so I gave him the directions. Like, he was asking where this road was, and I was like, oh, it's just over there. And then I guess he went to the house and then was leaving and was like, hey, do you want a ride?
Yeah.
Because I was clearly catching the bus somewhere. I don't even think I had a vehicle at that time.
Okay, what's a tire biter?
You don't know what a tire biter is?
No.
It's one of those chicks that'll, like, hang out with a dude or date a dude because of his car.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, tire biter.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah. All right.
But anyways, I took the ride, but he owned he owned a construction company, and I was like, oh man, that would be super cool because I worked at a pizza place. I was managing a pizza place and working the bar rush shift, so it was crazy. It was definitely a young person's job.
But do you feel like the roofing is not necessarily a security blanket, but it, you know, when if plumbing gets slow, you also have
that. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that'll ever happen, not with how the labor force is right now, which is nil to none. But you know, I do like having a buffer.
Yeah.
You know, I like keeping my
options open.
Yeah. You know, and I like to still roof quite frequently because I like to keep my knowledge up on new products and, you know, keep the skills in check. Because if you haven't done it in a while, sometimes you need a little refresher. I mean, roofing's pretty, or I shouldn't say roofing is easy because it's not. Shingle roofing, like steep slope roofing, is what I do. And it's pretty mindless work. Like, you can do it with your, you know, eyes closed. And
but you know why I couldn't be a roofer, too?
Why?
You ever seen my skin tone? I'd be.
Well, you are fair. You are fair skin.
Would be like, I'd be a lobster up there on the roof.
Well, when I was roofing full time, by the end of the summer, I was unrecognizable because I was I get
so
like,
dark.
I'm dark.
Like I have a buddy. He same way. He looks Native American actually.
I actually had people not recognize me because I was looked so because I was like dark.
Yeah.
Very dark.
But that's not a bad thing. I mean, I wish I could get a tan, but.
That's
for another.
You just get the burn.
Yeah,
that's another
life. I get the burn, the peel, and the white.
Oh, nice! Yeah. Fabulous. Yeah. Sounds lovely.
It's not. No.
Oh man.
So, what else, Tim?
Well, I was just going to say, if you don't follow her, it's the_ladyplumber on Instagram.
It was very dramatic. Did you hear that?
That was dramatic.
I try.
So it's, what? It's you said you're going to. Wet AHR? Mm-hmm. No?
Maybe, yeah.
Because we'll they kind of overlap, so you
they do, yeah. If I do, then it wouldn't be for like the whole extent of
you
the,
could come down for 2 days at...
2 days in the
AHR and 2 days at wet, and you're back home in Canada.
What do you think if we had a party bus that would take contractors from AHR to wet?
I think that that's a marvelous idea.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Just so long as the bus doesn't break down.
No breaking down of buses.
But you get dropped off. You got to sign a waiver. Like, once you step off that
may
bus...
Even be a, may even be a cooler or two of beer on the bus, maybe. I don't
that's
know.
What a party bus is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There wouldn't be any other way. Yeah. It's 3 hours with a bunch of plumbers.
Yeah. Yes. I think I'm... You know whose idea that was?
George?
Alan.
Oh, was it Alan?
Yeah.
Because I know George... George the plumber, he has scheduled, or I think he's going to be getting a chauffeur or something like that.
Oh, okay.
He's bougie like that, though.
He is
bougie.
He's a bougie. Yeah, he is a bougie one.
Well, you've met George, haven't you, in person?
Oh, yeah. We were at the Rigid Experience together.
Yeah.
His wife. Fabulous. Oh, I love Pam. Pam!
She's awesome.
His wife is like an angel.
We had fun in Germany this year.
Yeah.
I bet. Yeah.
We did that dish.
Yeah.
We had a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was
nice.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you make it down to AHR. I know we'll see it wet, but I hope you're at AHR.
Yeah. And I mean, AHR sounds fun.
It's a good time. It's in Chicago. It's always the biggest show they have.
Yeah.
Chicago's always the biggest AHR.
Right.
It's conducive to get in and out of.
And it's sessions and trade show?
Yeah, it's a great show. It's
there's seminars, there's sessions, there's...
It coincides with ASHRAE, and ASHRAE
it's
will have...
huge... You see that tabletop at PHCC, and nothing against PHCC.
No,
but
not at all.
It's 20 times the size of that.
Yeah, holy shit.
AHR?
Yeah.
AHR is 120,000. They'll all north and south.
Yeah. So it's 20 times the size of that.
That's crazy.
If not 30 or 40 times the size of that.
Yeah.
Because they have 2,000 exhibitors.
Yeah. And, you know, being in mechanical as well. I mean, I would definitely love.
It's geek out. It's geeking out.
Yeah.
Hey, before we let you go, you're wearing a shirt. It says, what does it say? TC?
Yeah, Troll Clothing.
Okay.
But what's on the back?
What's it say?
I don't know what's on the back.
Oh, well, read it and weep, boys.
Uh-oh. Working harder.
Working harder than an ugly stripper, Tim.
Yes,
but I
do.
I thought you were repping some clothing company. Is that right?
Yeah, I rep Bad Worker.
Bad.
Yeah.
You've got bad.
And I've got
bad
pants
on now.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
And I had their shirt on yesterday.
Yeah.
Crop
so
top.
I just wanted to give you a shout
She's
out.
Bad.
She's bad. She's bad.
Badass.
We had Bad Mother Flusher. What's his name? Bad Mother Flusher?
Oh, yeah. He's lovely. Yes. Jake. He's so funny.
Yeah,
Jacob.
Yeah.
Except he broke the big wrench in half.
Today?
No. During the Rigid Experience.
The spot styrofoam one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
The ridiculously overpriced foam bike wrench. Right.
Yeah, but
it's awesome.
It's awesome. Everybody
it's awesome.
Wants a picture.
I
We've
always,
all had pictures with it.
I've had pictures with it every chance I possibly... Possibly. Yes.
Yes.
You know what I mean.
Well,
look at that. The Lady Plumber. The_ladyplumber.
Yeah. And that wrench right there is the one that I got at the garage sale.
Really?
Yeah.
A little full disclosure. Alan Carlson has a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
I took that picture.
You did?
I did.
Wow.
That he sent to the whoever the artist is and said, make this.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, a little.
So full of good stories.
A little fun facts for you. Right,
he's such a good guy.
All right, Marianne, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
anytime.
It's good to see you always at these shows. So
I know, right?
Keep crushing it, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.